Good afternoon, members. The Regulatory Reform and Economic Development Subcommittee meeting will come to order. Amy, please call the roll.
Chair Saroy.
Here.
Vice Chair Mello.
Here.
Ranking Member Casello.
Here.
Representatives Amnesty. Gossett Seidman. Holcomb.
Present.
Maggard.
Present.
Maney.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Nixon. Robinson.
Here.
Schoaf.
Here.
Silvers.
Here.
Valdez. Jaeger.
Here.
All right, thank you very much, Amy. Members, before we begin, a few reminders and some general housekeeping items. First of all, I'd like to remind everybody to please silence your electronic devices. Also, when speaking, please ensure that you turn your microphone on when you are speaking and off when you are finished. This is important for a couple of reasons. First of all, we want to make sure that the live feeds of our meeting, everyone is able to hear clearly. But secondly, when Amy is taking the roll call for a vote, we want to make sure that everyone can be heard loud and clear. I'd also like to remind members, and this is not pointed at anyone in particular, but it is a lesson learned for me as well. The trip to the Knott building is quite substantial from the House office building. So if you would please make an effort to make sure that you build in plenty of time in your schedule for that trip over, it will be my intention moving forward to begin our meetings promptly during our assigned meeting time. I'd like to welcome you all to the first interim meeting of our Regulatory Reform and Economic Development Subcommittee for the 2023 legislative session. As a point of personal privilege, I'd like to recognize my wife, Katie, and my two children, Jack and Emma Kate, who join us and are in the audience today. Members, I'm honored to serve as your chairman on this committee, and I look forward to working with each of you on the very important and interesting issues that we will have come before us this session. I also want to express my gratitude to the Speaker and Chair Rommel for the responsibility that they've given me to lead this committee. I'm also very pleased to have Representative Mello, who will serve as Vice Chair, and Representative Casello, who will serve as our Democratic Ranking Member. I look forward to working with you both. Thank you so much. This subcommittee will handle a wide variety of subjects. We will hear bills on everything from alcohol to gaming, from condominiums to vacation rentals. We will also hear bills related to the regulation of businesses, occupations, and professions. Prior to today's meeting, you should have received an outline of the subcommittee's jurisdiction. I will go over that with you shortly. But before we do that, I'd like to introduce members and staff. If you have any questions about the subcommittee's jurisdiction, committee procedures, bills scheduled to be heard, or issues that we plan to discuss in a meeting, please take advantage of our staff's knowledge and experience and contact them for help with any of your questions or concerns. Seated next to me is Amy Marks, our subcommittee's administrative assistant, and Laura Anstead, our policy chief. Ms. Anstead, I've enjoyed learning from you so far in the briefings and the vast institutional knowledge that you bring to the table. I look forward to working with you and your staff. We also have seated in the back analyst Jason Thompson, attorney Kelly Wright, and attorney Natalie Fredson, who will join us at the end of this month. Here to assist us today as well is Kurt Hammond, the staff director for the Full Commerce Committee. Mr. Hammond, thank you for being here with us, sir. This year we have two legislative fellows as well for the Commerce Committee. Both are law students at Florida State University. We have with us Ileana Mortelero and Nicholas Silas. I hope I didn't butcher names too much. Now, members, I would like to ask each of you to take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us where you're from. And if we could please, Representative Amnesty, we'll start with you.
Thank you so much, Chair. It's such a privilege to be here. Representative Amnesty, I represent District 45, which is Orange and Osceola County in Central Florida. Very excited to serve and honored. Thank you for the opportunity.
How you doing? I'm Representative Silvers for District 89, Central Palm Beach County. Again, it's an honor to be here and happy to be on this committee with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Will Robinson, District 71, which is essentially Western Manatee County. I'm really excited to serve under your leadership and under this committee. I'm really happy, by the way, to get my steps in from the House Office Building here as well. So I'm doing really well, but look forward to this subcommittee and all we're going to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair, and Ranking Member. I'm Pat Maney, representing House District 4 in the Florida Panhandle. I'm actually further west than Representative Schoaf.
Randy Maggard, District 54, East Pasco County in the Tampa Bay area. Really honored to serve with the chair and the vice chair on this committee. I've been on this committee a couple of times, and I really enjoy this committee, and I'm looking forward to doing some great things again.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair. I'm Rep. Casello. I represent District 90, Palm Beach County. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and the more I talk on this committee, you'll figure that out pretty quickly. But it's an honor to be here as the ranking member, Chair. This committee has a lot of important work that it does during the year, during the session, and I look forward to working with you and all the committee members. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Vice Chair Representative Mello. And again, I'm looking forward to serving under you, Chair Saroy. My district is 82. I have all of Hendry and part of Collier's, so I serve from Lake Okeechobee all the way to Everglades City. And I'm looking forward to serving on this committee with you all. Thank you.
Representative Holcomb, District 53, which encompasses half of Hernando County and the northwest portion of Pasco County. I'm looking forward to being here, and go Navy.
Representative Brad Yeager, District 56, West Pasco, Newport Richey. Chair, Vice Chair, just greatly appreciate being here, and can't wait to help, the Florida economy, right, as we can keep this thing moving in the right direction. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is an honor to serve with you again on any committee, but this is going to be a great one. And my name is Jason Schoaf. I'm a representative from House District 7 in the Panhandle, which encompasses Dixie, Franklin, Gulf, Hamilton, Lafayette, Liberty, Suwanee, Taylor, Wakulla, parts of Jefferson, and parts of Leon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, members. Representative McFarland, I'm returning for my second term representing Sarasota, just one county. This was my favorite committee from my first term, but I'll admit I much prefer to be on this side of the podium than on that side of the podium. But I'm honored to be here and looking forward to a great session with you all.
Good afternoon, Chair Saroy, Vice Chair Mello, and Ranking Member Casello, and committee members. I am Susan Valdez, proudly representing District 64 in Tampa, and I'm currently serving now. This is my first semester of my junior year. Wow, this has gone by so fast these years, so I'm looking forward to our work. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm State Representative Angie Nixon from Florida House District 14. I said it earlier, we're going to be the home of the next Super Bowl champions in Jacksonville, so go Jaguars, go Jaguars, go Jaguars. But I'm honored to serve under you, Chair Saroy, and much like Representative McFarland said, this is my favorite committee. I served last year on, and it's very interesting, and so I'm looking forward to serving again this year.
Thank you very much, members. Several of you have remarked on the work of this committee as well as the trek over here. I asked myself this morning, I said, why is it that we meet all the way over in the Knott Building? And I understand it's because this committee room actually can accommodate the audience that we will have from time to time for the various issues that we take up. So while the audience, and we do appreciate all of our guests today, and while the audience is a bit sparse, we do expect that more will be joining us as we move forward. Once again, I'm Representative Tyler Saroy. It's a privilege to chair this committee. I have the good fortune to represent the central portion of Brevard County, which includes Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, Merritt Island, Cocoa, and parts of Titusville. So again, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here with all of you. I'd like to spend a few minutes going over the subcommittee's jurisdiction. Like I said before, our jurisdiction covers a number of topics. Our committee will handle oversight of the regulations related to various state agencies. Those agencies include the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and the Department of Economic Opportunity. The information sheet you received indicates which divisions in those agencies fall within our committee's jurisdiction. Just about every year, this subcommittee hears bills related to alcoholic beverages. So I plan to have staff from the Division of Alcoholic Beverages and Tobacco within DBPR present with us in a future meeting to provide an overview of the alcoholic beverage laws at a future meeting. And again, I think that, you know, that is a good education for me, but as well as our entire committee, because I do anticipate that we'll have bills in that space that will come before us for a hearing. We are also likely to hear bills in our committee generally related to the Florida Building Code, contracting, building, and the building permitting process. The subcommittee will also oversee laws related to the regulation and licensing of business and professional entities, consumer protection programs, and general economic policy initiatives. Members, I expect that we will have full agendas and robust debate. I want you to know that my door is always open, and I can speak for staff, committee staff as well. If you do have questions, concerns, suggestions, I would look forward to having those conversations with you. Vice Chair Mello, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Thank you, Chair. No, I do not. I'm, again, looking forward to serving. This is my first year on this committee. Being a licensed real estate broker married to a general contractor, this is my wheelhouse. And so I'm excited to be here and can't wait to see what we take on this session. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. Ranking Member, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to say that it's an honor, again, to be on this committee with you. This committee has an oversight that's wide and vast, and it's going to be some pretty interesting things to come before us. And under your leadership, I'm looking forward to having some fun and resolving some issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members, if there's no further business, we can conclude our agenda for today. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks in our next meeting. Without objection, Representative Nixon moves that we rise. The meeting is adjourned.